as soon as this month, Apple will open up a new factory in the Phoenix suburb of Mesa. It's expected to employ 700 people and has already brought 1,300 temporary construction jobs. Apple, of course, has been under pressure to make more of its products here in the U.S. instead of in China. Adam Satariano is a technology reporter for Bloomberg News in San Francisco, and he has been covering this. He joins us now. Adam, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, tell us, first of all, what this factory is going to make.
This factory is making something called synthetic sapphire, which is a material that can replace or make the glass on your iPhone or other gadgets sturdier, essentially more resilient to when you drop it on the ground. And so the big factory there in Arizona is going to be filled with these furnaces where you can essentially grow sapphire, which can then be sliced down to less than a millimeter thick and coated over a gadget.
So are these high-skilled workers that they'll need to fill these 700 jobs?
Yeah, it's a very specialized kind of area. The machines are kind of next-generation type stuff, and it takes a certain amount of skill and education and training to have these kind of jobs. This is different from what Apple does in China, where it's largely manual labor, people on assembly lines putting iPhones together. Here, it's mainly managing the operation of this kind of equipment.
Well, why did Apple go with Mesa and Arizona? Because I imagine there are communities all over this country that would love to have Apple building its products there.
Right. There is a great deal of competition for these sorts of factories, and working biggest in Mesa's favor is actually a kind of a relic of kind of the economic hard times that they had. It was this big factory where a solar company was going to be making solar panels, and they had built this factory and it was all ready to go, but then their business kind of got upended, and so the factory essentially was closed before it even opened. And so Mesa went out and was looking for people who could take over such a factory, and Apple was at the same time looking to do this sort of work, and so it came together. And then there's all sorts of negotiations, of course, that go on where the town added a lot of different sweeteners ranging from getting solar power built. There's going to be a lot of solar power farms built in the area to tax cuts. They designated the area a foreign trade zone to cut down on taxes. So there's a lot of negotiations that go in and the communities end up offering different sorts of incentives.
Well, and I see that Arizona Governor Jan Brewer has praised this. She is very happy about this. What kind of an economic impact are officials saying there's going to be because of this plant?
They're pointing to this plant bringing in about $1.5 billion in investment, which is a great deal of money. But this is no panacea. They're hoping that this having a company like Apple come to the area will lure more jobs. Arizona's an area that was largely dependent on home construction, its economy. And so in 2007, when the housing crisis happened, the economy was completely upended. The Phoenix area lost about 300,000 jobs. And on top of that, over time, there was some manufacturing there, but it's been moving away. And so this is a step in the right direction, but it is by no sense a panacea.
Adam Satariano, technology reporter for Bloomberg News in San Francisco, talking with us about Apple's plans to build a new factory. It's about to open in Mesa, Arizona. It's going to employ about 700 full-time workers. Adam, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.